The State Game Board begins its meeting on South Central hunting issues tomorrow in Anchorage. Proposals changing rules on bear snaring in a game management unit near Tyonek and Beluga have raised concerns among some conservation groups, like Anchorage-based Alaska Center for the Environment. Valerie Connor is ACE's conservation director. She says there's a disturbing trend among upcoming proposals.
Or many of which are concentrated on how to eliminate or remove substantial numbers of predators in the hopes that it will elevate the populations of moose and caribou around the state. The board has taken some pretty radical measures to go down this road, and one of them that we're really concerned about is the whole bear baiting issue that's never been allowed in the state of Alaska before.
Until recently, bear snaring was illegal in Alaska, but last year, a tightly controlled experimental program in Game Unit 16B allowed limited snaring of black bears.
And, you know, there was incidental catches of brown bear, and they did, you know, they were able to kill quite a number of black bear as well. And then I think just from feeling that success that, oh, this is a great way to kill bears, that that has led them to open up the 16B to brown bear snaring now. So that really concerns us. It's really unprecedented in the state, and we believe that the public should have more say about these kinds of policies.
Connor says the public has not had adequate notice of the proposals. Tony Cavalock with Fish and Game's Division of Wildlife Conservation in Anchorage says bear snaring is aimed at reducing the numbers of bear which feed on moose calves. He says 85% of the calves are lost within the first 90 days of life.
We have a very high density bear population in Unit 16. In fact, recent calculations by our statisticians show that we have upwards of 3,000 bears in the unit, and we still don't have 6,000 moose on our latest count. So that indicates we have essentially, for round averages, one bear for every two moose on the ground there, and that's just black bears. It doesn't include the 750-plus brown bears and the wolves we have in the area. So it's pretty tough for a moose to survive out there.
Public testimony before the game board is set for tomorrow through Sunday.